Hello, shifters. I hear some people have been dancing. Welcome, welcome to State of Our Workforce. Just so you know, this is our first in-person recording for State of the Workforce, so you're all a part of a podcast. Say hi to LinkedIn Land. Hi, LinkedIn Land. So each month on State of Our Workforce, we take a journey together into the heart of workforce innovation to explore how to build an equitable workforce. And this year, we focused on the anthropology of work. So at a basic level, if we think about anthropology as the study of humans, we extend that out and we're talking about humans at work. So our conversations have been around cultural values, norms, mores, practices that can hold oppressive systems in place. But we've also had conversations with folks who make up our workforce in a way that we hope will expand our thinking about this. So I want to do a little framing. Our topic for today is career navigation, and I know you've heard a lot about that. But I want to do some framing about our work at the National Fund. So we believe at the National Fund that it's our responsibility to use our national platform to drive regional change or support regional change on issues such as occupational segregation. And we see career navigation as one of those levers. So when you think about occupational segregation, as you heard from Ann Price and you've heard from others through our conversations over the day and a half that we've been here, it impacts the worker, but it goes beyond the worker as well, too. It impacts generational wealth opportunities, education, communities, towns, employers. So we really have to tackle this at a systems level, and so that's what we're doing, and we see career navigation as that. On your tables, you'll see these little career navigation spinners, and what we hope is that, and what we're doing through our work is trying to expand the way we think about career navigation, not just as a tool for workforce development, but as a process for self-actualization for one's own career. And so when you look at these, this is really just a conversation starter when you think about it. Like, what were your thoughts when you were trying to connect to your job? What were your barriers? These are some of the conversations we had with the folks that were a part of our research, and so we're gonna talk to them today. So our conversations for the next hour will focus on young workers who are new to their careers. We'll also talk to mid-career workers who, through no fault of their own, had to make some shifts, and so we're going to talk to them about what that's like. But we also are going to talk to some folks who occupy unique space in the workforce ecosystem. And we'll talk more about that later when they come on stage. But what's important to note about them is that when we did our research, to almost everybody named someone who made a difference in their life. So we brought some of those folks here today, and they happen to be a couple of employers and an educator. So we'll have those three conversations and let you see what we see, what we saw when we were doing this, and why they're so great. So I have our first guest. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Yes. They were dancing backstage, so don't let them fool you. So with us, we have Juvalee Hernandez. Juvalee, or Juvie, as she likes to be called, is a youth worker, and she works for Northwest Center in Chicago. We have Kayla White. She's from Chicago. Give it up, Chicago. We have Kayla White. She's an IT worker, and she works for Alabama Works, Central 6 Alabama. Give it up, Alabama. And we have another Chicagoan. We have Reggie Bridges, who is an assistant kindergarten teacher at It Takes a Village in Chicago. Yes,
yes.
I see Andy's face like, what? Yes. So I told you they would love you. So we're going to have this conversation. So I'm going to let you guys jump in. And Juvie, by the way, will be joining us later on. I should let you all know that everything you see here today was co-created with them. So this was not us. This was, what do you want to talk about, and let's do it, right? Yes. So Juvie will come back as my co-host later on because she wanted to have conversations with our employers and educator. So Juvie, tell us about your work.
Fortunate enough for me, my career started when I was 14 years old as a youth worker at the Northwest Center. I was given this amazing opportunity to help with community events, outreach, and I fell in love with it. I worked as a youth worker for 4 years and recently became a full-time staff member and have been working there for the past 2 years. In the work that I do, we do youth council, outreach, and community events, which I love so much.
Like Michelle said, I'm currently working with Central Six Alabama Works. I am a project intern lead, lead project intern, my bad. And I'm currently working on the Worlds of Work event and the product owner of the associated app. I broke into tech a couple years ago through the Innovate Birmingham Data Analytics Bootcamp. And since then, I've gotten a few other certifications and I've got some work experience. And I'm actually currently studying for my CompTIA A Plus and Scrum certifications.
My name is Reginald Bridges. I'm a kindergarten teaching assistant at It Takes a Village Family of Schools. So I seen an ad on Indeed stated early childhood workforce. I decided to look into the job's requirements and qualifications. There was something looking for youth wanting an actual experience in the elementary school classroom. I decided to go to the info session to see if it would be something I'll actually be interested in. Fast forward a couple weeks, and I'm finally inside the classroom after completing all my trainings and certifications. At the time, there were me and seven other youth workers, and we were called ECWs, Early Childhood Workforce Team. A couple months went by, and they eventually offered me a full-time teaching assistant position.
So one of the things that really I was so impressed by and learned from Jubilee when we sat down and talked with her, and I think you may have seen her on one of our videos, is her in-depth knowledge of systems change. It was like, wow. And so I want to ask you, as someone who does a lot of systems change work, what are the barriers that you see when it comes to career choices, and what in the system do you think needs to shift?
A huge barrier that I see working with the young people in the Belmont Creighton community is the misconception that you have to go to college to be successful. A lot of our community members are Latinx, and they really do believe that you have to go to college. After speaking with these young people, I've noticed that they need more resources and more opportunities to explore these trades, offering them better resources, better classes, and just trades in general, like construction and electrician. So just being a better support system, not only in our schools, but in our communities, offering these resources that aren't only for college, but for different trades.
And you want to say a little more about your neighborhood?
Oh, yes. In our neighborhood, a third of our population is under the age of 23, meaning that they're all looking for different types of resources.
Okay, very good. What about you, Kayla? So when you think about career options in the IT field, it's a field where people don't look like us, right? You see a lot of black women in IT, or in Alabama, is that fair to say? Okay, all right, so I want you to correct me if it's not. So there's a lot of underrepresentation. What matters to you in terms of belonging and inclusion?
Well, in terms of like being included or belonging, I feel like being comfortable in my workspace with my coworkers and just being able to go to them with anything that I need to, like if I need help, like learning something that I don't know, just like asking them for help and being able to like be included or not have to worry about how they see me, whether it be how my hair looks, how I talk, how I look, how I dress. So just not feeling judged in that space where I'm supposed to be growing as a professional.
So I know you know the answer to this question, so we talked about it, so don't freak out. But when we had a conversation in your previous job, you talked about a mentor, and can you just share a little bit about how he approached you in this space?
Yeah, so when I got my last job, which I was a tier one tech specialist, and I got that job, like, it was amazing, and I loved it. And my boss, who was my mentor, he hired me on. He was like, hey, like, I understand that this is a male-dominated space, it's a white man-dominated space, And if you feel uncomfortable about anything, you can come to me and I'll help you with whatever it is.
Right. And the point of that question is, like, we talk a lot about mentoring and where mentoring comes from. And so I appreciated when we had that conversation, because it really can bubble up from anywhere, right? So I appreciate that. So Reggie, you've had a few years of experience in the classroom, and you've stated that you're committed to being an early childhood educator. And you also noted that it can take on many forms. You're like, it can be front office, it could be this, but you're committed to education. How do you think about your future, and where do you see your career going?
As an early childhood educator with a few years of experience, I see my future evolving in several exciting directions. I'm committed to fostering a love of learning in young children. I also plan on expanding my impact beyond the classroom. I plan on pursuing leadership roles such as curriculum coordinator or moving into administration. I plan on furthering my education to deepen my understanding of how young minds grow. I also hope to engage in community outreach to help support families. Ultimately, I plan to advocate for children and educators alike.
I told you, you're among friends. So, again, you're all early in your careers, and again, we've had past conversations, and we've talked about mentors, you talked about yours a little bit here today, but where do you see the role of mentors when you think about your career trajectory and how you move forward? Do you think mentors are just something that you need now, or is this something that you want to have available to you always, and what does that look like for you moving forward?
I believe mentors are a crucial part throughout your career, even before you start, and even possibly after you're done with your career. I believe that they're not only there to help you with navigating your job, but also navigating through life. I was really fortunate enough to meet some of my mentors when I was young, and they helped me not only find what I love to do, but also find myself. So throughout your entire life, you're always gonna need that one person or multiple people to give you advice when you're feeling down, give you advice when you're unsure, or just reiterate that you're doing a great job.
And one of the things that you are really interested in, you see in your work, because you talk about working with youth and how important that is to you, but you also have, when you think about your career options and where you want to, I think she's going to be a president of the United States one day. I just think that, and I've asked if I could be on her committee, but I think they're all fabulous. But talk to me about how you mentor young people, what that looks like, just in terms of your role, because you're a youth organizer. That's tough work.
Yes, as a youth organizer, being an organizer is being a resource tool for these young people when it comes to school or personal life, just ensuring that I'm there with the right answers and ensuring that I can help them through whatever problem that they have. Just being someone that they can look up to, but also being that friend that they can have fun with.
Yeah. And Kayla, we had this conversation because we met you a year ago, and then we came back, and you're like, I'm working for Central 6 Alabama. And I said, what? I said, oh, are you still in the IT field? And he's like, yes, but you had a really unique perspective. Well, it's not you. You had a perspective on why the work that you're doing now, how that's going to support you in the IT field in terms of building your toolbox. You want to talk about that?
So, yeah, like Michelle said, I started working with Central 6. It's not technically an IT field. They do more workforce development than anything, but I've gained certain skills while working under the team or working with them that I feel would further my education, further my skill experience, and just like further my career in general when it comes to IT. Like, I'm getting the support from them that I feel I need as a young professional.
And Reggie, for you, like, you are in a field where there aren't a lot of men in the field. And so are there perceptions that people have, or in terms of how they think about it, or do you see yourself as a trailblazer in this space and working with young people?
Most people think of a teacher as, you know, a female. So, yes, in my space, there's not many male educators, but I feel like I can use that as an advantage. You know, being able to build, you know, relationships with all the kids, you know, me being, you know, not having as many males throughout the school, you know, me being the only male that's, you know, really in the classroom, so I'm able to, you know, build that bond with all the kids, so.
Fantastic. So, that's all I have for you guys, because we're gonna move along, but I want us all to show some love to these young people. Aren't they amazing?
State of Our Workforce, Where Are We Now? Is a production of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. This episode was produced by Josh Enoch. The music in this episode is produced by Alex Productions. You can find past episodes of State of Our Workforce on our website at www.nationalfund.org. State of Our Workforce is also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you may listen. State of Our Workforce airs live monthly on LinkedIn. Follow the National Fund for Workforce Solutions on LinkedIn to get updates about the next live recording of State of Our Workforce.